Thank you for joining with us on this 24th day of August. Today, if the Lord wills, we'll be reading Jeremiah chapters 34, 35, and 36. And let us remember, as always, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And before we read our scripture for today, we're going to talk just a little bit about some things that we have been reading. Yesterday in our reading, in chapter 32, verse 2, we see that Babylon's army had already made a siege against Jerusalem. And Jeremiah the prophet was in prison. And yet, while Jeremiah the prophet was in prison, the Lord came to him. And the Lord told Jeremiah, "Buy you a field for money and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans." Now here's a city that is already under attack by the Babylonians, the strong, powerful Babylonian army. And captives have already been taken to Babylon. And yet, under these circumstances, when Jerusalem is already crumbling and the destruction of the southern kingdom has already been prophesied and the clouds of war are already forming, here the Lord tells Jeremiah to buy some property. And Jeremiah called for his scribe Barak. And here Jeremiah, while he is in prison, he calls for witnesses and he buys this piece of land that the Lord told him to buy. And he took the receipts, had the purchase registered, and he had the document signed in the presence of many witnesses. Now here Jeremiah, the prophet of the Lord, who has over and over proclaimed the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the captivity of God's people. But here is Jeremiah taking what little money he has and purchasing property in a land that's going to be destroyed by the Babylonians. But there's another part of this story. Jeremiah had been assured by the Lord that this land would be once again restored back to the people. And Jeremiah had those documents placed in a jar and buried so that when that land was restored, him and his family could prove a title deed to a piece of property in the land that will be restored back again. And Jeremiah, taking what little meager savings he has and purchasing this land, was evidence that he had faith in the sovereign Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that God would fulfill his word. And Jeremiah, the weeping prophet of the Lord, was in prison for making the proclamation that Jerusalem would be destroyed by the Babylonians. But he also is making the proclamation that Jerusalem will be restored. Jerusalem would be inhabited once again by the children of Israel. And Jeremiah wanted some property in that restored Jerusalem. Jeremiah believed in the word of the Lord that the Holy Spirit gave to him. His faith was in the word of God. The Lord told Jeremiah, "I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" And the Lord told Jeremiah, "I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again unto this place to dwell safely." And we can trust in the word of the Lord. The Lord sends out his invitation to his people. He says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things." David said, "How precious are your thoughts unto me, O God." And this is what the Lord said to Jeremiah the prophet. He said, "My promises and my word is steadfast and sure. I am the Lord thy God that changeth not." And the Lord said to Jeremiah, "If you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night no longer come at their appointed times, then my covenant with David my servant and my covenant with the Levites who are priests ministering before me can be broken." God is telling Jeremiah, Look at the sun come up in the morning. Look at the sun go down in the evening. Can any man stop the sun from rising in the morning and going down in the evening? Absolutely not. Well, then no man can disannul my covenant that I have made with my servant David. And no man can disannul the promises of this new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. And as we read in chapter 33 of Jeremiah, thus saith the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be a day and a night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. And God tells us, we cannot measure the heavens, and we cannot search out the foundations of the earth. As he said in chapter 33, verse 22, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. And this is the word of the Lord. And Jeremiah believed the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. And God reveals to us in a unique way that we, mere mortal man, cannot change his covenant. He says it would be easier for us to stop the sun from coming up in the morning and going down in the evening than for us to make his covenant of redemption null and void. And thank God there's not a man on this earth that's powerful enough to stop the earth in its rotation. The God of heaven and earth alone can do such a thing as that. Not even the devil and all of his angels can accomplish such a task. It's the Lord God of the universe alone that can turn time backward for his people. He turned the time backward for his servant Hezekiah. And just as God is sovereign and supreme over the natural world, so also is he sovereign and supreme over spiritual things. And his pledge and his guarantee of his unchangeable, immutable covenant, his spiritual covenant, it would be easier for man to break his natural covenant with the earth than it would be for them to break his spiritual covenant. And there is nothing that can stop the sun from rising at its appointed time in the morning and going down at its appointed time in the evening. This has been going on for 6,000 years, and it's so regular, and can chart forward and backwards the time of sunrise and the time of sunset for every geographic location on this earth, and it does not deviate. And another covenant that God has made with his people is that while the earth remains, the great creator of this world made a promise as this world emerged from the waters of the flood. This was the word to Noah. Seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And as we see this season of the year, this harvest season coming, we know that that promise is also intact. Day and night, summer and winter, seed time and harvest. If you can keep the north breeze from blowing in the autumn, and the cold winds in the winter, if you can stop the sun from rising and setting, then you might could boast that you could break God's covenant with his elect But God, it says, just as the heavens cannot be measured and the foundation of the earth cannot be explored, so I will not consider casting them away forever for their sins. I, the Lord, have spoken. He said, just as you can't count the sands on the seashore, neither can you break this covenant. And what a great comfort it is for us to look and see the steadfastness of God's sovereignty over this material universe. And that gives us great comfort as we trust upon the grace of God. Every word of God is established. And as we observe the glory and the wisdom and the power of God in nature, in the day and night, in the summer and winter, so we can glory in His purpose and in His promise of salvation for His people. David said, the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations. This is our friend. This is Jesus. This is a friend that sticketh closer to us than a brother. This is a friend that we need. We are the neediest creatures that God has ever created because we are sinners. And we are a needy people. We get hungry. We get thirsty. We get cold. We get sick. And we need these material needs to be satisfied for us. But there is no need that we have as great as the need of having our sin problem taken care of. We need redemption. We need forgiveness. We need pardon. And we cannot do this for ourselves. There is no way that we can deliver ourselves from a guilty conscience and the fear of death. That's something that we do not have the power to do either. We can't grab a hold of the sun and stop the sun, and we can't grab a hold of the earth and stop the earth from spinning. And we certainly cannot save ourselves. We are perishing, and we know that after death is the judgment. What are you going to do when you find out that what was told for you is not truth? And when the joy that you had hoped for turns into despair, and the truth that you were told turns out to be a lie, where are you going to turn? Look at the poor Hindu. He tries to seek for peace by afflicting and tormenting his body. For years and years, he imposes suffering upon his body, but yet he is not able to find comfort. And look at the poor man who gives his money to some intercessor to pray for him and to pray for his soul and to gives money to have dead saints pray for him. And he pays good money to have some earthly mediator, earthly intercessor, an earthly priest to pray for him. What's he going to do when he finds out in the next world that he has no comfort and that truth that he thought was told to him turns out to be a lie? Look at the poor Muslim man who's been lied to and told that if he commits suicide and murder in the name of his God, that he shall find happiness and find comfort. What's he going to do when he wakes up in the life that is to come and he discovers that he has earned for himself torment and that the wages of sin is death? Let us proclaim to a lost world seeking salvation that there is no salvation but in the blood of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us stick close to the apostles' doctrine and the apostles' teaching. The apostle Paul said, this is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We are by nature fallen creatures, dying creatures. It doesn't matter who you are in this life. You have a sickness that we all have, and that is the mortal disease of a dying soul. We read yesterday in the book of Jeremiah, there is salvation. The Lord said, I will bring health, and I will bring a cure, and I will cure them, and we reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. This is the covenant of redemption that the Lord revealed unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the king's prison. Thus saith the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the Lord that formed the earth, the Lord that established the earth, is the same Lord that forms and establishes covenant of redemption. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That is the invitation given to us, the command that is given to us. Call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. The Lord speaking to the Apostle John, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The Holy Spirit, speaking to the Apostle Paul, said that it is the Lord who saves us. It is the Lord who calls us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We, by nature, are bound in our trespasses and sins. We are a debtor to God himself. We owe what all the money in the world cannot pay. We have no way to pay our sin debt. We are bankrupt. We are wretched. We are poor. We are needy. We are in poverty. We have no resource to free ourselves from this liability. And the longer we live, the more deeply indebted we become to the grace of God. And the Lord Jesus saw our pitiful condition, and he took it upon himself to remedy our condition. He engaged himself to ransom and to redeem us. He came to proclaim liberty to the captive and opening of the prison to those who are bound. He came to redeem us from the curse of the law. The Lord told Hosea the prophet, he said, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. God says to Hosea, I will not change my redemptive plan. I will not forget my promise of salvation. We can be comforted because of God's greatness. God told Isaiah the prophet, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry springs of water. God told Isaiah, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thank God we have the apostles' doctrine divinely preserved for us. Thank God we have God's prophets' words divinely preserved for us. We'll read today how Zedekiah, the king of Israel, thought he could destroy the word of God by taking his little penknife and throwing it in the fire. But the word of the Lord stands forever. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And the Apostle Paul said that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. We might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We who by nature are in a mess. We're a castaway. We are hopeless. We are helpless. We are powerless. We are tied and bound by the chains of our sin. The Lord saw our condition, and he remedied our condition. He came down from heaven. He came down to seek and to save those who are lost. And he has delivered us from going down into the pit. The Lord is our defense. The Holy One of Israel is our King. We have heard the joyful sound. Blessed is the people that know this joyful sound. This joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. David said, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." The Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our king. There was a little man by the name of Zacchaeus, and he was looking for Jesus. The Bible tells us he sought to see Jesus, and Jesus looked up and saw him up in that tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for today I must abide in your house. This day is salvation come to your house." For as much as Zacchaeus was also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. King David said that our Lord is the exalted one. Our Lord is the elect out of the people. He is the chosen one out of the people. David said our Lord is the elect one. And the Apostle Paul tells us that we have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The Apostle Paul tells us that we have been predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. The Lord Jesus Christ was not obligated to come down and save us. He came of his own free love. He came of his own free will. He came of his own mercy and pity. He came because he is gracious and he is merciful. And he is strong and he is able. He said, "All power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth." And he is able to preserve to the end all who believe in him. He is able to save us to the uttermost, all who come unto God by him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll read our scripture for today. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to bless us without exception. You have promised that everything that happens in your universe works together for good to them that love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. Thank you for our Savior, who proclaimed that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him to preach deliverance to the captives. There is nothing that is too hard for you. And anyone who rejects you, anyone who denies your sovereignty, is blindly moving towards their own destruction. We cannot save ourselves. And we thank you that you make no mistake. Everything that you do is with perfect wisdom. You are our friend. You know what we need, and you know how to supply that need. You know what to bring us through. You know how to make us to be conformed into your image. In sickness and in health, in poverty and in riches, in sorrow and in joy, you bring us through everything that our soul requires to make us what we ought to be. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 34. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem, and against all the cities thereof, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. And thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand. And thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah king of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of thee, thou shalt not die by the sword, but thou shalt die in peace, and with the burnings of thy fathers, the former kings which were before thee, so shall they burn odors for thee, and they will lament thee, saying, Ah, Lord, for I have pronounced the word, saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah king of Judah in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah. For these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord after that the king Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them, that every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew his brother. Now when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that every one should let his manservant and every one his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they obeyed and let them go. But afterwards they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return, and brought them into subjection for servants and for handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, At the end of 7 years let ye go every man his brother, an Hebrew, which hath been sold unto thee. And when he hath served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go from thee. But your fathers hearkened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. And you are now turned, and had done right in my sight, in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor. And you had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But you turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection, to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore thus saith the Lord, You have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother, and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain, and passed between the parts thereof, the princes of Judah, and the princes of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, and the priests, and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat unto the fowls of the heaven, and to the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah king of Judah, and his princes, will I give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of them that seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without an inhabitant. Jeremiah chapter 35. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habzaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Manasseh, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, You shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build a house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any. But all your days you shall live in tents, that you may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drank none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early, and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from doing his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me, because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandments of their father, which he commanded them. But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all of his precepts, and have done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Jeremiah chapter 36. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, Take thee a scroll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day that I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against his people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah the son of Gemariah the son of Shaphan had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama the scribe, and Deliah the son of Shemaiah, and Elna the son of Achbar, and Gemariah the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he heard when Barak read the book in the ears of the people. For all the princes sent Jehudi the son of Nethaniah, the son of Jelemiah, the son of Cushai, unto Barak, saying, Take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Barak the son of Neri took the roll in his hand, and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now, and read it in our ears. So Barak read it in their ears. Now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Barak, We will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, Tell us now, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? Then Barak answered them, He pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Barak, Go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where ye be. And they went in to the king into the court. But they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife, and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth. And all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Eliah and Gemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiah, the son of Himelech, and Zeraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdeel, to take Barak, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Barak wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, Take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words, which were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast burned this roll, saying, Why hast thou written therein, saying, The king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, He shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Barak the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. And that completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. If the Lord wills, we'll be back with you tomorrow. And remember, until then, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.